My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, the talk between Davin and his scammer Lacey goes from ghosts to gift cards. Will Lacey see either? Listen and enjoy.
Zombie Dad's a creep, huh?
And I Pip's mind.
Zombie Dad, he touched where my bathing suit covers.
Oh, God. Where God. My bathing suit covers.
You make all my bullshit sound creepy.
That's my job.
Now, that you're talking to a couple of creeps. How do you think we're going to spin this?
Yeah, right?
I go, I don't know, babe. He's your dad that died suddenly. Maybe start with I love you?
Yeah, what? That's so outlandish.
She goes, I can't, baby. She goes, please. I go, I'm not making you. She goes, okay, baby, thanks. I go, nothing to thank. Just wanted to do that for you if you wanted. Are you afraid of ghosts? But by the way, have you noticed? Let's slow down here. Have you noticed? I have completely misdirected her task of asking me for money.
Oh, yeah, no, she's freaking out.
Yeah.
She's like, ah!
Oh,
yeah.
Not only did you misdirected it, you took it in a whole new direction, and you're creeping her out. You got to remember something. This woman is trying to scam you for cash. She goes to people that are very, unfortunately, vulnerable, okay, and they'll do what she wants. She goes to you. Now she's totally off the track. She's freaking out that you're trying to get her dead father. Hopefully he's got a bucket load of cash up there with him to send it. Yeah.
Really? God.
So I ask her if she's afraid of ghosts. She goes, yes, I am. I said that earlier. I go, a lot of people are. So then she goes, how was your night? I go, well, oh, so I guess this is the next day. I go, well, I was able to keep my pants close by, so that was a plus.
Oh, God.
She laughs.
That's right, because you woke up with no pants and you didn't know where your pants were. That's what Joe calls the 80s.
That's what Joe calls the 80s when Joe's girl's not in the chat. Anyway, moving on. When this quarantine's over, we're going to lose Science Joe and Risque Joe.
Yeah.
Both those Joes are going to go back from whence they came, and we'll get good old Joe back. You know, the one that's afraid of his girlfriend and knows nothing of science? That's the one that's coming back, kids. She goes, so now that you have your pants, can you kindly get me the can? I think she meant the card.
The can?
I go, what type of can do you need? She goes, an Amazon gift card. I go, but you work for money. I am confused.
Yeah, really?
She goes, I have not been paid yet. I am currently stranded. If you want, I can pay you back when I get paid, please. That'll work out.
Uh-huh.
I go, how much do you need? She goes, how much can you afford? At least $100.
Oh, my God.
I go, and how do I get this to you? She goes, and again, the girl you didn't know, how you fall in the room at night? What? I don't know what the fuck she's babbling about.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Sure.
It's funny where the current thing we have on Scamming the Scammers, our internet scams the scammers clips, is with your former girlfriend Jane, and Jane was the same thing. How much you can give? And it was funny because originally she said $100, and then she's like $150, and this, she keeps raising it, and it's like, if you want the money, why are you jacking up the price?
It's like an N95 mask. There's a lot of demand.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll read it again. She goes, and again, the girl you didn't know, how you fall in the room at night. She goes,
I trip over the bedpost.
Yeah. She goes, did you later know who she was? She goes, go to any store around and you can tell them you want to buy an Amazon gift card and they'll give it to you. Then you scratch it and take a clear picture of the card and the receipt and send to me. So that's how this scam works. You buy them the gift card, you take the picture, you give them the digits on the gift card, and then they can use it. Really, I'd be a fool not to.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.